Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, we've always been in on this race because Chris Collins lacks integrity. He's raised taxes. He's trying to take away people's health care. And he's been doing a disservice to farmers. Nate McMurray, on the other hand, is going to make sure he's fighting for Western New Yorkers so that they have tax fairness. He's fighting to make sure you keep your health care. Pre-existing conditions, we almost all know someone or have someone in our family who has them. And Nate understands that it's a matter of fundamental fairness. So he's going to be on the ballot. And we're going to run on these issues, and I think these issues are winning issues for us.
So there was talk about getting Collins to get off of the ballot, have him either resign his seat, run for another office in the area. Are you surprised that he's staying on the ballot at this point?
Well, I mean, everything he's doing right now is a fraud. I mean, you look at it. The notion that he would get off the ballot and run for something that he wasn't going to serve on, that's fraudulent behavior, but not surprising behavior. And what I'm excited about is the voters couldn't have a clearer contrast than what we have here between Nate McMurray, an authentic leader, a person of integrity, someone who's going to fight for health care, someone who's going to fight to lower your taxes, someone who's going to fight for farmers, and a candidate with a proven track record of feathering his own nest. Can't think of a better contrast than that. And the most important thing we're doing in these remaining 50 days is getting out there and helping to organize, to talk to people, to introduce voters to Nate McMurray, because Chris Collins undeniably has greater name recognition, but I would frankly assert that that's precisely his problem, because to know him is to know a person who lacks integrity.
Nate, for you, how does this change your campaign now knowing who you'll be running against?
Well, we are always running against Team Collins, as I said. It's just not just him, it's a system that propped this man up, that celebrated him. They knew his faults. I've talked to you about it before. We knew who this man was. That's why there was such opposition to him before. But nonetheless, they said, we're going to endorse him anyway. We're going to believe in this man anyway. So we're fighting against corruption. And that corruption is top down, and it's a team of people who said, this man is our standard bearer. And we need to fight that. And the people of Western New York need to understand that the people involved in that team believed that they could force this man upon you. And I think people are going to realize that we're the guys on the team, my people, the volunteers that are on our side, were there from the get-go saying, we can do better than this. We need a representative that listens, that will respond to you, and actually vote in a way that protects your interests. No, we have laws for a purpose in this country. We're a country of laws. You can't break those laws. If you break those laws, there's consequences. Mr. Collins is learning about that. And that team that supported him is also learning about that.
Well, I think it's a very important race, and I think it's a really important opportunity. The culture of corruption in Washington under this president is, I think, unprecedented perhaps in our nation's history. We need guardrails in Washington, and we have an opportunity here in electing Nate to continue that process of installing those guardrails. I feel very confident that we can win the House of Representatives, but I also know that progress never rolls in on wheels of inevitability, and so we've got to work hard. Nate is the underdog. So was Doug Jones last year. Underdogs win when underdogs work hard, they lead with their values, and they connect with voters. And that's what Nate has been doing, and that's why I've watched his campaign take off, and that's why I was so excited to be here today to show our support in a conspicuous way and to continue that support.
And so you're speaking to a lot of party faithful here today. The 27th is largely Republican, heavily heavily Republican taint weighted
sure.
Republican voters. How do you get that message to the Republican voters?
You know, Republican, Democrats, Independents, we all, pre-existing conditions aren't limited to Democrats. These tax increases, they weren't just for the Democratic voters of the 27th district. The effect on farmers that we're seeing from the policies of this administration, it's not just for farmers who are Democrats. And all across America, you know, we're watching Republicans, Democrats, Independents come together because they understand for our democracy to work, we need leadership with integrity. We need leadership that's looking out for me, not looking out for themselves. And that's how we've been able to win 43 seats. We've been able to flip 43 seats over the last 18 months from red to blue. Places like Oklahoma, where we won four state legislative seats in districts that Donald Trump won by 30 points in some cases. And we did it by leading with our values, by organizing, and by fielding authentic leaders who speak to the issues, the hopes, and dreams of their voters. That's exactly what Nate's doing, and that's why I have confidence that we can pull off an upset here.
Can I add, we've had a diverse group come to many of our events. We believe that we need to reach out to the other side. And if you look at my background and my history, as a supervisor and as also someone who's worked in the private sector for many years, I'm someone who believes in practical solutions, and I'm someone that understands deeply that when people work sometimes two or three jobs, they don't want to lose what they have. They want someone to remember that they're trying so hard. They need someone to understand the value of a dollar, and I'm that guy. My first and foremost issue is to help the working families of this region, and I think that message will resonate both sides of the aisle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it. Jeremy, what are your thoughts? Does anybody? I got to get to the board. So
Chris Collins.
Before I put
you
my
didn't have to do that.
What are your thoughts on Collins staying on the ballot?
Well, I think what you saw. What I think you're seeing today. Is that the community stood up and said, no, we're not going to let this fraud be perpetrated on us. We're not going to have somebody who was an elected official resign a seat that they were elected to by the people so that somebody who was just arrested and charged with and indicted can get off the ballot so that the Republicans can hold on to a seat. And so you saw a clear pushback from the community about that. And I think that's what they realized today. I think, as I've said from the beginning, anyone who is currently under indictment and arrested, those defense lawyers really must have something to say about this, whether their client should go and sign an affidavit and swear in court that they're planning on running for town board in a seat that was just opened up. And I think that's eventually what happened is Chris Collins' attorneys realized that this was not a good idea to perpetrate fraud on the 27th district. And frankly, you know, it's pretty simple. You know, from day one, they knew that there was an ongoing bipartisan investigation in Congress about Chris Collins and his questionable activities. They still endorsed him. They still supported him. They pushed others off the ballot to clear the way for him. And now they're stuck with him. They went and tried to cut deals with other elected officials to leave office so that they can foist him onto other communities, and it hasn't worked because the people of that district stood up and said no. And that's what you're seeing today. You're seeing energy. It's 10:30 in the morning on a Monday in Buffalo after a huge Bills loss. You've seen hundreds of people here today. We saw hundreds of people last night with the chairman. So there's definitely an energy. People are standing up. They're sending a message.
So how will Collins staying on the ballot now that you know that that's the opponent, I guess, how does that change the dynamic of the race?
Well, we've been all in from day one for Supervisor McMurray. We've worked very closely with his team. As a county party, we're limited as to what we can actually do for federal races, but he is included on everything we do. We are focused on getting the vote out, getting the message out that Chris Collins raised taxes and is taking away health care from people in his district. As the chairman of our national party said, pre-existing conditions can now affect somebody's ability to get insurance. That's outrageous in this day and age. So I think it's going to affect what people think about this district more than more support coming in. But I think a message needs to be delivered. This could be the shot heard around the world.
Does Collins remaining on the ballot just allow him to use his campaign funds for legal purposes?
I think that's part of what's happening here as well. I think there's also a chance that That the Republicans see that if some chance he does get elected, that he can resign and do a special election. Although I'm hearing he's saying he's going to serve out his full term. But if he is convicted of a felony, he automatically vacates his seat in the state of New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.